Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome to the Midday Interview. My guest today is Jamie Mills, Director of Interfaith Refugee Ministry here in Wilmington, and he's going to tell us about the refugees that are in our area and how they're served, and also tell us about a wonderful event coming up called A Ticket to Taste, which will be on Friday, April 27th from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening at the Perry Hall of St. James Episcopal Church, a chance for you to get to know about some other folks in our area, other cultures, other food, other traditions, and also support that group. So, Jamie, first of all, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me, Jamila.
Tell us about the ministry. What refugees are served from what countries?
Absolutely. Interfaith Refugee Ministry Wilmington is a sub-office of Interfaith Refugee Ministry in New Bern, which is celebrating its 20th year of serving refugees in eastern North Carolina. We are supported by our national agency, Episcopal Migration Ministries, in New York City, as well as the State Refugee Office in Raleigh for the state of North Carolina. We have been here in Wilmington for just over 2 years, and I've been privileged to serve just over 120 people who have come to the United States as refugees. About 90% of those people that have been resettled here in Wilmington are from Burma, which is in Southeast Asia, also known as Myanmar. And we've served very small populations of people from Cuba, Colombia, and Iraq.
You were saying to me earlier that the people from Iraq have been translators for us over there and then have come here to resettle.
Absolutely. The people that we've served coming from Iraq were interpreters for U.S. military forces and put their lives on the line to help our military personnel over there. And unfortunately, were targeted by insurgents and al-Qaeda forces and were forced to come to the United States to be safe, to provide a safe home for their families.
All right. Let's talk particularly about the Burmese refugees in this country. You said there's quite a few of them here in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm. I would say we have just over 100 people from Burma here in Wilmington, those that we have initially resettled here through the government's admissions program, as well as a few families who have moved here after being initially resettled somewhere else.
Okay, and you expect several more families and individuals before the end of the
Absolutely.
Year?
Absolutely. We're hoping to resettle around 90 to 100 more before the end of the calendar year.
That's
in
great.
2012.
Wow. I understand it's a long process for some of these folks to come here.
Yeah, it's a long and treacherous process at some points. It all starts with people living in their native lands peacefully, and unfortunately, they experience persecution based on their religion or their race, their membership in a social group or a political opinion. And because of that persecution, they have to flee into another country to save their lives or to escape the persecution. In some cases, they flee into refugee camps, into neighboring countries, and in other cases, they end up sort of living off the grid or under the radar in neighboring countries. In both cases, they have the opportunity to become classified as refugees as a political status by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Office, the UNHCR. And if they can demonstrate that they've been persecuted for one of those reasons I listed before, and if they can show that they are unwilling or unable to return to their home countries because of further persecution or death or fears of such, they can receive refugee status. And that can take sometimes up to 6 months or a year, or maybe even longer, to go through the required interviews and to demonstrate those claims.
Now, I understand that the young woman that was here with you today, mm-hmm. and your pa, it took her 13 years to get here.
She fled Burma with her family when she was about 18 years old and went into Thailand and lived in a refugee camp there. They waited about 5 years to register with the United Nations office because they, I think, maybe had hopes of returning home, but after 5 years realized that maybe it was best to register for refugee status and then see where they could go from there. So after being in the camp for 5 years, they registered, and at that point when they received refugee status, they could choose one of the few countries in the world that accepts refugees. Fortunately for our program and for their family, they chose to come to the United States, and as you mentioned, that process can take a while as well to go through the required security and background clearance checks that our government does to make sure that no one comes here that is a security risk to the United States. So they go through security background checks that are done by Homeland Security and the State Department, as well as to go through some medical checks to make sure they don't have any communicable diseases.
Exactly. The Burmese that come here, I understand they speak many different languages. There are several religions represented.
Absolutely. Burma is a country of just incredible linguistic and ethnic diversity. There are over 100 different languages spoken in Burma. Burmese is certainly a national unifying language. It's the language of the majority ethnic group, the Burmans. But not everybody that lives there speaks it, especially if they haven't gone to school and received instruction on Burmese in school. So the ethnic minorities, many of whom are represented by our population here in Wilmington, some speak Burmese and some speak different languages. The Karen people, which is a minority ethnic group in Burma, we serve many of their group here in Wilmington. Maybe 75 to 100 of our clients are Karen from Burma, and some speak Burmese, and all of them speak Karen in one way or another.
And most of them, you said, are Baptist from missionary efforts in the late 19th century.
Absolutely. The majority of our population from Burma are actually Christian and specifically Baptist. And First Baptist Church here in Wilmington has been very gracious in giving them worship space in their community center on Sundays to worship together in Karen. We do have some Buddhists as well that are out of Burma. Buddhism is the primary religion in Burma, and it's the primary religion of the predominant ethnic group, the Burmans.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Jamie Mills, the director of Interfaith Refugee Ministry here in Wilmington, a sub-office of the ministry in New Bern. And we want to talk especially about a fundraiser that's coming up. But I just want to wrap up this part of the interview, Jamie, talking about briefly what are some of the needs that these refugees have and what services are provided for them.
Absolutely. So when somebody steps off the airplane here at ILM Airport as a refugee, they are coming to the country with the permission of the U.S. government to resettle here, to start over. They are coming with immigration documents that allow them to be here and to resettle and to find employment and support themselves. But when they step off the airplane, they're coming with just a few bags, usually, with some clothing. They're entering Wilmington with just a few possessions. And so it's our responsibility and really our privilege to be able to help them in that journey towards starting new lives of freedom and opportunity here. We help to make sure they have housing that's safe and affordable and good condition, furnishings for the home, access to medical care, helping the kids enroll in school, helping them to learn English through English classes throughout the community, helping to understand the new community in which they find themselves.
And most importantly, cultural differences, yes.
Absolutely. And most importantly, helping them to find employment. The U.S. government expects refugees to become financially self-sufficient within 3 to 6 months. And so that's a very quick timeline in which we have to operate to help them become self-sufficient.
One of the things I've heard about the Burmese community is that they really help each other a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
So if someone gets a car, they drive everybody else around.
Absolutely. What we find is the ones that get cars are often taking people to the grocery store on the weekend. They're driving their friends and their family members to work if they work at the same place. They're picking each other up from work. They're taking people to doctor's appointments and to the health department to get immunizations.
Wow.
They're
That's
so
wonderful.
Supportive of each other. They're watching each other's kids, you know, if somebody needs to go to an appointment or something like that.
That's great. Now let's talk about the fundraiser. It's called A Ticket to Taste. It's coming up Friday, April 27th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Perry Hall of St. James Episcopal Church. And the tickets are $25, and we'll tell you how to get yours in just a moment. Walk us through what's going to happen that night, Jamie.
Absolutely. This is our second annual event. Last year, we had about 140 to 150 guests come and be with us for our event. We're anticipating around 250 to 280 people this year.
Wow.
The whole focus of the event is to give people a little taste of the refugee experience and a little bit about the cultures that we serve. It's going to be hosted by WHQR's own Bob Workman, which we're very excited about. We have a local chef, a fabulous local chef, Matt Cottle, who works at Boca Bay Restaurant, who's going to be with us to prepare appetizers and main course culinary offerings from Iraq and Burma, two of the countries that we serve. Some really delicious meals. We're also going to have wine and beer available at the event. We're going to have some musical entertainment provided by two Wilmingtonians, Jamie Graves and Chelsea Litzinger, as well as the Burmese Karen Choir of Wilmington, which is made up of people who came to Wilmington through our agency. We're going to have some wonderful gift baskets for raffle at the event, as well as a silent auction. And finally, we're going to have a few guest speakers at the event. Susan Husson is the director of our agency in New Bern, is going to be with us to speak about the 20-year anniversary of the opening of Interfaith Refugee Ministry in New Bern, serving refugees in eastern North Carolina. We're going to have a refugee from our population who's going to speak about his experiences coming to the United States. We're going to have a volunteer, a great volunteer through our agency, and I'm going to be there as well to offer a closing address.
It sounds like it'll be a wonderful evening of experiencing a little bit of another culture and someone else's experience and finding out how to get involved.
Absolutely.
The tickets are $25. Tell us how folks can get them.
Tickets are available through contacting me. My phone number is 910-264-7244. That's 910-264-7244. Or by contacting me via email. That's jmills, J-M-I-L-L-S, at helpingrefugees.org. jmills@helpingrefugees.org. Or you can email ticket, the number two, taste, @gmail.com. Ticket number two, taste, @gmail.com.
Great. And if you'd like more information about the Interfaith Refugee Ministry, you can go to helpingrefugees.org and read up on it. And maybe you would want to investigate some of the volunteer opportunities that are available as well.
Absolutely.
How you could perhaps help people shop or help them furnish an apartment or be a greeter at the airport. All those things are available, and you can see how you'd like to be part of that. Again, the event is A Ticket to Taste, Friday, April 27th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Thank you, Jamie Mills. It's great to meet you and find out the wonderful work that's happening here.
Thanks, Jamila. We're privileged to be able to give people the opportunity to start over. It's really an honor and a blessing.
Wonderful. This is WHQR.